Chris, can you tell me a little bit more about what Alberta Bike Swap actually is?
Oh, that's a loaded question, but I love it. So it came out of bad experiences buying and selling good used bikes and a passion for the power of the bicycle to change people's lives. We wanted people to be able to buy and sell good used bikes safely and confidently. So we created Alberta Bike Swap, a one-day consignment sale where people bring us their good used bikes, we tech check them, make sure they are good used bikes, and then we have a short period where we allow people with police reports of a stolen bike to come in and have a look around, see if their bike is there. But since 2011, we've never had a stolen bike found at our event.
Wow.
It's just due to our basic processes. But wait, there's more. We went from our basic processes to now where our software goes and taps the industry standards in bicycle ownership registry to see if it is flagged, see if the bike has been registered and flagged as stolen. We've got that working for us too.
Now, the Alberta Bike Swap only happens once a year, and it's happening this Sunday. Can you tell us what we can expect at this event?
Number one, the sale is at 2:30. Do not come at 8 o'clock hoping to buy a bike. There are no bikes there yet. Sellers turn up at 8 o'clock to register their bikes with us and leave them, and then the sale is at 2:30. Two other big points, Hannah. We are running bike drives of kids' bikes for Sports Central.
Oh, great.
And then we're taking adult bikes for Bike Edmonton.
So when you say you're taking those bikes for that, does that mean a proceeds of the sales goes to them, or what does that look like?
These are actual just donations, straight drop-off. You have a bike you don't want anymore, you don't want to try and sell it, one of these two groups will take it away.
Okay, that's great. So first of all, on Sunday, you're going to have a bike intake. So if I want to consign my bike, I can bring it in from 8 to 2 to get all the safety checks and the stolen bike screening and so on. But if I have some bikes that I don't want to sell, I want to donate, whether it's kids or adult bikes, you'll take those too.
Exactly.
Okay, great. And then the big bike sale happens from 2:30 to 5. I can only imagine how many different bicycles that you have there.
Oh, it is amazing what we see.
You've been doing this for so many years, and you said it's an annual event. Do you have any stories that you think about, a good feeling story that has happened because someone's been at your bike swap?
It is. We have a volunteer coming this year who sold a bike previously and enjoyed the process so much she wanted to get involved. And that's what we went through a couple of years ago. A guy named Tim came. He was number one in line to buy a bike. And did he volunteer maybe 2 years? The other thing, Hannah, is seeing the smiles of the buyers in line that they found what they were looking for. And that helps make it all worthwhile for us.
Well, I want to really thank yourself and Laura, who started the bike swap. It's happening annually. And what's so great is that if you have a bike you want to consign, if you want to give one so it goes to Sports Central or Bike Edmonton, or if you just want to pick up a bike, you go to this bike swap on Sunday and at Alberta Aviation Museum in the event hall. This is just once a year. I could imagine how much work this takes, though.
Yes. And everybody says, well, why isn't it more often? Well, because it is multidimensional, our commitment. And when they say, well, why don't you make it a store? Then that is a 365, 24/7 commitment with massive cost.
Yeah.
Right now, we charge just 15, that is 15% of a sale of a bike. If we were a brick and mortar place, it would be 40 and 45% because we have seen bikes in consignment stores around Calgary, at least, and that's what they're charging.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it accessible.
Could you talk a little bit about your community impact?
I can confidently say for 2025, it'll be around 200 bikes that are rediverted to different groups.
Wow.
Now, what really counts is a dollar amount on that. And at one point, a couple of years ago, our impact was something to the tune of $65,000 of bikes and parts put back into the community.
That's so great. Chris, thank you so much for putting on the Alberta Bike Swap. I know this is so much work, and to all your volunteers and to Laura, I encourage everybody, you want to sell your bike, donate your bike, buy a bike this Sunday. It's going to happen at Alberta Aviation Museum Event Hall. Bring in your bikes at 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock, but the bike sale happens at 2:30 if you want to get in on that. And to find out more information about this incredible organization, just head to albertabikeswap.ca.